Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
11:03, Gresh and Fourier.
The off-air show is on point today. It's on point. Boy, I tell you.
Measure three times, cut once.
There you go. I'm just the opposite.
I know. That's why we work well together.
Because yeah. I will literally just keep drilling holes.
Yeah, I know. Because when I get to the point to where I start, like, freeing the beast, then that's it. Then you know it's all is lost, and then that isn't good. I'm walking in a circle with my hands behind me with all you laughing at me because I'm trying to calm
you're
down.
You're like a lion in the cage.
Yeah.
Like a small cage,
mm-hmm.
Right? Just like no space to roam.
Yeah, yesterday I had a 40-minute stretch where if I probably could have, I would have like gone to the basement and taken the baseball bat to the heavy bag and just kind of let it out. Instead, I just had to walk in a circle, and then everything worked out, so it was okay. Now I just got to get to Vegas tonight. That's like the big thing. Because I'm the person who plans all this stuff. So, of course, it's like, okay.
What's the weather like
out
there?
Here's the
nice?
Brother. I already looked.
It's got to be like 85.
It's 85 on average for the highs, and it's 60 for the lows.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. And yet, we're going to go ride go-karts in the desert tomorrow where I'm going to be clothed head to toe.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get the sand all over.
Well, and, you know, with being thinner and all that stuff, I don't have to worry about the heat as much as I used to. You know, I can kind of sit and not get the flop sweats or something like that. I'm sure Shimey's figuring that out, too.
Oh, just messed that up.
Oh, quickly, before we get to Tiger.
Yeah.
Chris Shime on the morning show this morning said that Drake May has Hall of Fame talent. Your thoughts?
Here's the thing, though. I'm not going to mock Shime. I'm not going to mock Skinny Shime.
Wait, he's the one person on the show you're not going to yell at today?
No, yeah. I didn't yell at Curtis because he ran out, so he avoided the situation.
I'll tell you what, if we put a clock on Curtis and Christian on who gets out faster, holy hell, that's a close one.
I've been slower lately.
It's dead even.
I've been slower lately.
But Christian's responsibilities.
That's because of the ankle.
Well, yeah, the
that's
ankle.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't have his wheelie cart.
He had taillights at 156.
You know, yeah. I thought there were things that like producers did after the show and stuff like that.
Here's why I don't think you can actually mock Skinny Shime.
Why?
Or anybody like him.
Why?
Who says, like, how does anybody even know if he's wrong? How does
track record?
Well, no.
Kyle Pitts as the next greatest tight end who's going to revolutionize the position. That's a tough
at least here's what
I'm
saying.
He works with two tight ends.
Well, Skinny Shime takes swings. He takes swings, right? And he owns it, and he has the courage of his convictions, which I respect. So good job. But when you think about all the other quarterbacks and all the other years and all the other drafts and all the experts, the reality is. Like their like success rate would be what just off the top of your head? Like if you had to rate, if you were in charge of,
mockers?
If you were to take the last, call it 20 quarterbacks drafted in the first round.
Okay.
And then take those scouts, analysts, draft community guys. And a win would be they signed a second contract.
Okay.
A loss would be they didn't or they got cut or released. What do you think their win percentage would be? Out of the 20 quarterbacks over the top 20 quarterbacks in the first round.
In the first round. So I can go back and here I pulled it up. So let's go through this quickly. Bryce Young, too early.
Yeah, too early, yeah.
All right.
Incomplete.
So let's go to 2022. Kenny Pickett.
No.
And then you have the 2021 group where only Trevor Lawrence has worked out to this point.
And I would still say, he'll probably sign another contract, so I'll say hit.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say hit.
Lawrence is a hit, but Wilson, Lance, Fields.
But hold on.
Sadly, Mack.
Yeah, no hits. Okay, so was that four right there? Five already?
That's four right there, and depending on if you put Kenny Pickett in the bad category.
I'm putting him in bad.
All right, so there's one hit, five good. You go to 2020 draft, Joe Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Jordan Love. Those are four hits.
Those are four hits. That was a good year. That was like a good vintage.
That's the best
batch.
That's
pretty impressive, actually. That's a great year.
Because the quarterbacks taken in 2019,
okay,
Calamari, Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins, God rest.
Okay, yeah, but at least Murray, second contract, Jones, second contract. So I'm going to have to give him a hit. Because if your team decides that they're going to sign you off your rookie contract, then I have to give you a hit.
Wow.
But it doesn't – because
the Daniel Jones one is like, oh, my God, I hope that doesn't happen here.
Yeah, so because I would – you know, one playoff game, one playoff appearance, he hit a second contract. He's not anywhere near Hall of Fame, and they're going to try and replace him.
And then 2018, it was Mayfield, Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen.
Okay, so you had 50% on those.
And Lamar Jackson was the last guy drafted in 2018 in the first round.
So what year was that?
2018.
So, because there's an MVP candidate, an MVP winner, a massive dynasty type player, like the anchor of that team. That's what Drake May needs to turn into for Shime to be right.
You know what? Shime's not going to be right on the Hall of Fame thing. However, I understand the
essence
of what you're
saying. But Lamar Jackson could be on his way to a Hall of Fame career with multiple MVPs, playoff appearances. He's got to win a Super Bowl, but he's on his way. He has all the traits.
2017 was Trubisky, Mahomes, and Watson in the first round. And then 2016 was Goff, Wentz, and Paxton Lynch.
Okay, Paxton Lynch, no.
Because even Wentz had like a little bit of success. But I'll tell you what, if whomever the Patriots drafted, if they ended up like Jared Goff, would that be the worst thing in the world? He's not going to the Hall of Fame, but a lot of people look at him as a guy of the, he was a number one overall pick. Yeah, but when you look at the career he's had, he's not Joe Burrow, don't get me wrong. He's not Trevor Lawrence, although maybe the jury is still out on Trevor Lawrence. But you can do a lot worse than Jared Goff, can you not?
No, I mean, Jared Goff is not going to submarine or sink or torpedo your franchise. He's not now he may not, you know, be as exciting and fast and, you know, fluid as you would like him to be, but he is a high-end pro quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple teams, played in the Super Bowl, playoff teams, multiple contracts. I mean, you'd be happy to have a guy like that.
Sweet Jesus. 2015, you want to hear the top two guys that were taken at QB? Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota.
So I would say both misses. Okay, and both those guys won a Heisman Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
They both did.
Good call.
So what does that even mean?
And the year after that, or the year before that, 2014, was Bortles, Manziel, and Teddy Bridgewater, who's still bouncing around.
Okay, and I would say miss on all three.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though Teddy Bridgewater had a massive injury that kind of slowed him down, and now he's just a really good pro quarterback that'll play a lot of years because he has a lot of experience and he's not a dope. But to Shime's comment, you don't have a clue. You don't have a single clue who's going to hit and who's going to miss. You just don't. There's so many different factors, so many different variables. So him saying that Drake May is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Has long Hall shot. Of Fame talent.
Okay, so let's think about the Hall of Fame quarterbacks. John Elway, Steve Young, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Troy Aikman.
But even on the we went back 10 years, even on the list of guys that we were reading there. You know, people think that Lawrence has it. Jury's still out. A lot of people like Burrow thinking that he could be high-end guy going to the Hall of Fame. We know Mahomes is going to go, but, you know, he was, what, the 10th pick or something like that. And then he ended up sitting for a year. A lot of it is your situation. A lot of it is sort of what's in the player. I just don't see those kind of traits.
See,
Drake
every time I see a member of the draft community brag about how much film they watched, every single time I go, all right, let me look at it now. And I just go on my little iPad. I grab my little like app that I have that I've told you about. I pull up the game and I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I don't know. Doesn't look any different than any of these other guys. You know, like I think there's some that are just literally, they all have similar traits. Except, you know, I think Caleb Williams is special. I think Jaden Daniels.
Had Shime said that Williams was the guy that had Hall of Fame talent, I wouldn't bust his balls. Because even though I don't think the guy is going to work out, there's at least something there with Caleb Williams where when you turn on the film, there is some stuff that is unique, different, arm slot, things of that nature. I don't see any of that with Drake May. I don't see any of that with Jaden Daniels. To me, the one guy that has the potential to have that sort of higher ceiling is Williams, but I don't know if his kind of attitude and his mind will end up getting in the way.
See, it's so funny, and I keep going back to the one guy I don't think a lot of people like is Bo Nix. Bo Nix, like I could grab some clips of Bo Nix throwing passes that are just as good and just as impressive as Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams.
You know what works against Bo Nix around here is Mac Jones, unfortunately.
Why?
Because with Bo Nix, there are a lot of people who say
arm strength,
most ready to play now. He's got a ton of experience. He's played in the SEC. He's played at a high level at Oregon. If there's one guy that I think some people have looked at and said, if you had to play him right away, he would survive and be okay. Bo Nix is one of those people that is mentioned. No one has talked about drafting J.J. McCarthy and slamming him in the lineup right away. Hell, we've even sitting here with the number three pick. We know they're taking whichever quarterback falls to him. And none of us are sitting here saying, well, that guy's just going to go in and play right away. Whereas I feel like with Nix, there are a lot of people who look at him and say, that's a finished product. There's not much more for him to go. But if I got to put him in there, he's not going to crap his pants. And I think around here, if you said, oh, well, this guy is the most ready, there's going to be an automatic throw up and a pushback because it was the stuff we heard about.
And now, I don't think that they are – I don't think the Patriots are looking for your – I would call it your stereotypical quarterback. Tall, strong arm, you know, kind of a statue. Can run, has some running ability, but isn't, like, really fast or quick and, you know, isn't going to break away from anybody in turn A. You know, he'll gain some yardage because everybody's back is turned. Like, anyone should be able to, but he's not really, you know, you're not really freaking out and changing your defense because of it. Jaden Daniels will make you freak out and change your defense. Caleb Williams will do that. Drake May, even though he's got a lot of yards, you go back to 2022, and you go back to, you know, last year, some of the games where he had over 100 yards rushing, they're broken play rushes.
Yeah, that's the thing I wonder about Daniels is if you play sound defense and keep him hemmed in, I want him throwing the ball all over the place because he will, I think. If you don't give Daniels the room to slide out and escape and you force him to have to stand there and throw it, that's where I think you might go, that ain't good. You know, these are pros. They wear caps and sleeves at this level. It's not like going up against Vanderbilt on Friday night.
The other thing with Daniels is that they're starting to do, you know, they're starting to do the whole, like, hey, here, the whole, like, montage of him getting killed.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's so slight, right? He's not like
well, and he'll run the contact.
Yeah.
Like, he'll run and get foobarred.
He's getting killed in a couple times. But he popped right up. It wasn't like a big deal. Like, he got smashed, like, lifted up and just body slammed.
Yeah, like, dumped into the ground. Pretty interesting. Well, 2 weeks from today, we will find out which quarterback the New England Patriots.
It's back.
Oh, it is. Good. Oh, there we go. We got the draft countdown back. 14 days, 8 hours, 43 minutes. We'll find out who the New England Patriots have left to pick because it's the first two teams that will determine who the Patriots pick. I'm sure that makes you feel warm and fuzzy for the season. Speaking of the season, I know we got to get to Tiger because I hijacked us by making fun of Shime. So I will take the heat on that. We will get to Tiger before we get to the parlay. But ladies and gentlemen, do your job is now apparently a thing of the past down at Gillette. So a la David Letterman, Foray and I put together the top 10 list of things now Gerard Mayo can't say or use because they were connected to the big bad wolf, Bill Belichick.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Hey, everybody, it's the Gerard Mayo Top 10 Things You Can't Say list. Because, you know, do your job has now been erased down there, Fourier.
Mm. You can't do it anymore.
Nope. No more. So, is there, and I forgot to check in with like the people at the pro shop on this, but is there liquidated inventory of the shirts with the phrase, do your job on
yep.
them?
Or, you know, sometimes they will sell the hoodie with the cut-off sleeves.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
That's
they would
right.
do that. You know, because this was inspired by... You know, the Jabril Peppers press conference on Monday
mm-hmm.
where somebody asked him about, you know, phrases and how things are different. He said, do your job is nowhere to be found yet. Maybe it is, he says. I'm paraphrasing for Jabril Peppers, but, you know, I haven't seen it yet. So if you're going to get rid of do your job, which is basically roll tide, which is basically hook 'em horns, which is Notre Dame's version of play like a champion, then you really kind of have to get rid of everything that Bill used to say. Like, and now there is a long, long list.
That's right.
We did it yesterday, like impromptu, but then we actually whittled it down to 10 or 11. Is this one going to go to 11?
Oh, no.
Are we going to spinal tap this?
We are not.
All right, so it goes to 10.
We've got the, from the home office in Bald Head, Maine, ladies and gentlemen, the top 10 things Gerard Mayo can't say, a la do your job. Here we go. Number 10, nobody works harder than, insert name here.
Fill in the blank.
Nobody works harder than Cam does.
How often can you say that? Because I have heard him say this about every single person that retired, every person that the media would want some information. He's probably said it about Mac Jones.
He might have said it about
they
you.
They all can't be the hardest worker. So who ultimately is the guy that works and that worked the hardest? And how do you know what he was doing when that person left?
Nobody works harder than Bill.
I love that one, too, because, like, hey, nobody works harder than Cam. Nah, I would like to say there were some people at that point in time that definitely worked harder than Cam Newton.
Number 9 on the list of things Mayo can't say, a la do your job, I'm not a doctor.
One of my favorites.
And I'm not a doctor.
One of my favorites, because it really was his ultimate get out of jail free card. Hey, what about this guy's injury? Listen, you guys, I'm not a doctor. Right? What was the line that he said? Like, I don't do surgery.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a doctor. I think it's I'm not the trainers. They don't call plays. I don't do surgery.
Yeah. One of my favorites. So Gerard Mayo cannot say, I'm not a doctor.
Number 8.
I'm talking about open heart surgery here.
There it is. That's a very good one. Number 8. I don't answer hypotheticals. I think Gerard Mayo will be happy to answer every hypothetical that's going to come up.
Well, can't give no, like you're going to give me a bunch of hypothetical situations, and I don't know what those hypotheticals are, so I'm not going to get into that.
I think this is one where, yeah, it's not going to be a problem for him.
He's gonna want the hypothetical again because they're going so oppo.
Yeah,
he would have to welcome the hypotheticals.
Yeah, in his head, he's gonna sit there and go, "Well, Bill would have said this because Gerard would know just as well as we would know.
Yeah.
What his default setting would be with a certain question on a certain player. So pretty good right now. So that's our three. That's nobody works harder than fill in the blank. I'm not a doctor, and I don't answer hypotheticals.
Number 7. On the top 10 things that Gerard Mayo can't say, a la do your job, number 7, The injury report comes out later today.
Well, we'll get the injury report today.
One of my personal favorites. One of my personal favorites. Like on a Monday, you would ask him about, even if you interview him, if you talk to him or in a press conference, you would talk to him.
Yeah.
And he's just so slick. Listen, when the injury report comes out, I'll tell you. I don't know. I don't know. No clue.
I thought of this. Will the Patriots switch sidelines? You got to do everything different, right? So you got to go to the other side now.
That is interesting.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but man, in order for them to get into their locker room at halftime, they'd have to run across the field.
That's right.
To get to the little tunnel.
Boy, we're going
to
do
what if they
different?
Have to go to the bathroom?
I don't know. Put Time a portal.
Put a portal. Okay.
Number six. Next man up. Nope. That's a Bill.
I feel like this is going to be really hard for Gerard Mayo to avoid.
I agree.
It's going to be. This is not. It was not fair by us. But hey, listen,
listen.
It was part of a silo at one point in time.
Look, you're painting over everything down there. Those Super Bowl trophies.
You can't do next man up.
Put a coat of Sherwin Williams right over it. We're starting over. Number five on the top 10 list of things Mayo can't say. A la do your job. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Not a chance in hell.
Do you think Mayo can avoid saying that? Not a chance. I'm with you.
No way. Do you say it is what it is a lot? I think I used it maybe 10 times already this morning.
Yeah, well, you're
that's
you're
how you know
hot.
Somebody's like truly defeated. When you hear it is what it is, you're basically giving up.
Right? You might as well just say uncle. Uncle.
There's no way that Mayo can avoid that.
Because there's going to
be. It is what it is.
I would say, and we should keep track of this and give him demerits.
We need to check off on the top 10 list.
Yep.
Number four, they're going to have to, they've been taking signs down and painting over stuff down there, and this one's got to go too. Ignore the noise. No, now feed into the noise. We're going to take breaks for social media. So right before practice, you can go on Instagram or whatever if you're in the Patriots locker room. Sure, they'll upgrade the Wi-Fi as well so they don't affect any of the writers at Patriots.com. Get the good Wi-Fi in there. And you got to go on and look at the at the comments.
This
you're
going to
embrace the noise instead of ignore the noise.
What if they haven't won a game in 5 weeks?
Embrace the noise.
No.
All
he's
against
gonna,
us.
Okay, stop everything. I changed my mind. I meant to say ignore the noise. Yeah, they're ripping us, coach. They're saying this. They're teasing us. They're making fun of us. They don't like us at all. Guys, just ignore the. Oh, damn it. Can't say it. Bill used to say that. No, this is like it is what it is. These are getting harder for him to avoid. There's no way he can get away with not saying ignore the noise.
A texter says every coach in every sport says all these things.
Well,
do they really?
The Patriots, and they don't, by the way.
Bill Belichick, you mean,
I'm not a doctor.
Right. How about,
what number are we on?
We're on number three on the list of things Mayo can't say a la do your job. I did what was best for the team.
I do what's best for the football team.
Nope, none of that.
This one's going to be easy.
I know.
This is like trademark. Like, this is such a Bill flex. You know, get out of jail. Well, why'd you do this? Well, just, you know, it just encompasses everything. It's very pretty vague, too, if you really think about it.
It's really interesting because at the end it was, oh, I'm sick of Bill. I'm sick of hearing it is what it is. And now we have people in the whole defending Mayo and all that stuff with the whole – you know, every coach in every sport says that. No, it is what it is. It's pretty connected to Bill. But anyway, number two on the list. And sorry to the texter, but you sent it at the wrong time for this one. Because I don't know another coach on the planet that at a parade after winning a title.
No days off. No days off. No days off. No days off.
Tell me the coach that says that one.
I wonder, like, after he said his third no days off, and he was like, "Oh man, I got to pull the ripcord on this one."
You know what?
I like it's not working.
You and I were kind of joking around the other day of the new England Patriots.
Yeah.
So you walk into the lobby.
It's like a hologram of.
You want to practice today? Press 1 or 2.
Would you like no days off?
Right. Or
would you like to commit? It's like a cell phone, contract.
Instead of no days off, it'll be which days would you like to take off? And then the number one thing Gerard Mayo's got to avoid, like a la do your job.
All those questions are out of our control. Not going to worry about any of those. We're trying to control what we can control.
Control what you can control. The number one thing on the top 10 list of things Gerard Mayo can't say, a la do your job.
Mona Lisa veto.
Oh, man. I tell you, this one, control what you can control. It's going to be tough, too. No days off, not a problem. It is what it is. Good luck. I did what's best for the team. You'll be fine with that one. Ignore the noise. No chance. I would say out of the 10 that we listed.
We got to win in all three phases. So.
Oh, that's another one. That didn't make the cut.
Three phases. Well, because.
Snapface and Pandorama. And-
All right, now that one probably should have
three
ended up
phases.
Being,
I can't believe we left three phases.
We have to.
Yeah.
Because that's too coach speaky.
You're right.
You can choose whether you want to say it is what it is or no days off or control what you control. But if you're not winning in all three phases, like we can't box Mayo in that bad. Like he's doing a good enough job himself the whole.
I know. Which one do you think would basically be his biggest crutch? Because basically you're just talking about, can't really explain it too much. Don't want to go into detail. The one that is control what you can control, I mean, guys are going to get hurt. I can't worry about it. I mean, it goes with the hypothetical. He'll never use hypothetical. He'll never use it. That one's not a problem.
But he'll answer them.
He'll never use no date. Yeah. But he'll never be like, I don't deal in hypotheticals.
I'll tell you the one I think it'll trip him up.
Make every throw on a field.
Well,
and we let that one go because, that's coachy.
Cutting room 4.
You got to shime it and watch all the film.
Yep.
I think the number 4 one, ignore the noise. Ignore the noise on the outside. That's going to be a tough one for Mayo to avoid saying because it's not going to be a good year. Regardless of what they do, unless there's a miracle coming, this is going to be another, 4, 5, 6 win season, something like that. So at some point, he's going to have to either roll it out or say, the whole we're aware of the outside noise and we just have to ignore it type thing.
Yeah, we covered that.
He won't do that either. That's another sneaky good one. Yeah, we could Hey, I love it when he does the post-game press conference and sometimes guys will go into the locker room, right? And they'll come into Bill's press conference late and because he's so hard to kind of track sometimes. You don't know if he's coming in early. You don't know if he's coming in late. And, so you go get some quotes from the locker room. You come in and Bill's press conference has already started. So you don't hear the question. So you ask him a question and he just doesn't even bother with it. He's like, listen, I already covered that. Yeah, but I was gone. It's not my problem. I wish he would say that. That's actually a good one. If Bill had the ability to say, it's not my problem, like all the time. Sorry, I was late. I just I was talking. It's not my problem. Perfect. But I'm going to go with the one. If I'm going to like handicap it.
Sure.
Ignore the noise.
Ignore
it's
the noise.
Go to his,
he's
going to go to
out.
His go-to and control what you could control.
He's here early. He stays late.
Oh, yeah. The hardest worker one is good, too. Who really is the – if you asked Bill.
Yeah.
Who really is the hardest worker?
You know,
Brown was the hardest worker. Teddy Bruschi, Kevin Fogg, blah, blah, blah.
He would say
Newton.
Tom Brady.
And I would say Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would.
It's like just the nature of the position.
Nobody works harder than Bill Murray.
Who? Than Bill Murray. Not the Bill Murray whose son is an assistant basketball coach.
Practice squad lineman.
That's right. The guy from
offensive line to defensive line.
Yeah, the guy from William & Mary.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Well, listen, I guess if Bill's saying that about you, you probably feel pretty good about yourself. He's
Nobody
never
works harder than Bill Murray.
Well, he's never said that about me.
He's a great Bill Murray works harder than everybody and still can't get on the field. What does that say?
Well, it doesn't. It just means he's not very good.
Yeah,
but he doesn't mean he's not a hard worker.
Yeah, a lot of people work hard.
I mean,
don't blame it on me, Christian.
No, I'm not, Bill.
Now, I know there are some of the Mayo defenders are out, kind of jumping on us and the whole, oh, this is childish, da da da. So here's the thing. We knew what Belichick stood for. Good or bad, right or wrong, whether you love the press conference or not, you knew either where you stood with him, how Belichick saw things, or there was the, this is what we're all about. What is that with Jerod Mayo? And to the people who are like getting on us, these are things that head coaches have to think about. Because clearly there's going to be a bunch of guys in that room who were coached by Bill Belichick last year. So how does Jerod Mayo say essentially the same thing without saying it the way Bill did? And that is part of the reason, y'all, why we are poking fun at this. And why when you hear that the do your job stuff is gone, again, I get the whole it's a new era, but are we painting over the mural of the six championships too?
So we'll probably take those down.
So we'll leave that there. And there's the reminder of the excellence that used to be. But you know what? That pesky do your job slogan, which, oh, by the way, we put on T-shirts, sweatshirts, and underwear and sold to you while you were willing to lap it up. Now it is the whole, what is it now? Seriously, I almost feel like it's like the Mayo era, and then it's just lines to be filled in later on a T-shirt as to the whole, what do we stand for under Jerod Mayo, and how are we going to say it differently than the Big Bad Wolf? That's why we mock.
Christian, well, really, you know, coming out of Colorado, I thought was not elite, but, you know, but good.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. It's in your old folder.
He's never been more wrong. He's never been more wrong. And here's the thing with Mayo. You're not going to have a clue. I think Mayo is obviously figuring it out as he goes.
No question.
I don't think he knows. I think he's going to be caught between being his own man and then being conditioned and brought up in the Bill, you know, coaching tree. I think all these coaches kind of, when they leave to become head coaches, they just take every aspect of Bill and they incorporate it into the new team that they're coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody buys it. But he's the first ex-player, drafted, developed his whole entire career with the same team and the same coach, then becomes an assistant coach. I think his default setting is going to mimic Bill in a lot of ways. And I think he's trying. And I think there's an aspect of that he kind of knows it. So he's overcorrecting. I think that he's overcorrecting because he just leans Bill's way. Yeah, be you. Be your own self. Like right. The other coaches weren't their own self. They tried to be Bill. Mayo is not going to. He's too unique. He's not going to try to be Bill's personality. But there's a lot that I think that he leans towards. And I don't know how he couldn't.
Well, and it's also a reminder that the whole, while it was a bad season and while it started to maybe go bad behind the scenes, there's a lot of what Bill Belichick taught that is rooted in winning football that Jerod Mayo can't avoid and go the other way on. But when you make it such a big deal that it's, oh, it's the new day down here, that's why some people are going to mock and make fun. Because look, for better or worse, Christian, would you connect the phrase do your job to Bill Belichick as kind of the organizational catch-all? If everybody just does their job, we will win at a high level. It's as simple as can be, right? How does Mayo come up with that on his own? That he can own, that he can sell. Because, again, we have a lot of folks in the – people are bitching at us in the whole, hey, guys, it's just a butthurt that Bill's gone, da-da-da, and stuff like that. But, again, answer that question. Because we were looking at what happened in Atlanta with Raheem Morris in the first meeting. Raheem Morris walked in after an idiot. Raheem Morris walked in after a guy who got fired because he's really not head coach material in Arthur Smith. Jerod Mayo has to walk in the room after – arguably the greatest who ever did it, whose messaging was sharp and on point all the time.
Everybody just do your job.
So what is going to be that thing that is the Gerard Mayo Patriots are about? You can't do your job. That got painted over.
Well.
Well, then there's that.
Comma, well.
Which
is that what it
is? Usually implied.
Right. It is what it is, comma, kinda. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start.
Parentheses.
Yeah, we're going to start throwing the caveats in there. Our buddy John Anik, the voice of the UFC, will join us at noon from Vegas to talk UFC 300. We'll get you a lunchtime parlay next.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Time for the lunchtime parlay. It is brought to you by our great friends at FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook at WEEI. Well, if Aaron Judge had just gone ya-ya ding-dong, we would have been covered for a while. Fourier hit on Baltimore. Even though the Red Sox were up 5-0, they found a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory and lose 7-5. Elly De La Cruz went over 1.5 total bases. The Astros Royals game went over 9 runs. I see Nick typing in the
It's not good.
In the yeah.
It doesn't work either.
Maybe just go back to the way it was. We're good. We figured out the
No, because the game no longer is not being played today.
Oh, it isn't.
No, it's
so
not.
The 1-10 game today between the Brewers and the Reds got banged out, which is why they took it off the board. Sweet Jesus. So there we go. We're trying to make sure we get our buddy Anik lined up and all that. So, Nick, I do believe I – oh, yeah, here we go. So I should just be able to add your pick
We're
in there.
We're going hockey instead.
And here we go. All right, hey, Fourier, why don't you make the first pick while since we got some late calculating going on.
No problem. So yesterday, the first step to figuring out if my theory worked with the Red Sox, even though they were up 5-0, they eventually lost because they can't beat the good teams. Orioles are a good team. They can only stay with and possibly beat the teams that are equal to themselves or worse than them. So I'm going with the Orioles to win again. Orioles on the money line. Minus 125. That's it. Real simple. Let's go 2-0.
All right. We got the parlay odds all calculated in there. Coop can hopefully ride with that. Chicken Nick, I know you had a baseball game in there, but you just switched to hockey. What'd you go to?
I'm going Capitals Sabres. The Capitals are dogs today on the road, but they are in the heat of the wild card race tonight. So give me the Capitals as road dogs against the Sabres tonight.
All right. Billy Lanny, let's go reverse wheel today. Billy, what do you got?
All right. So I'm going to the A's-Rangers games. The Rangers are hosting the A's. So I'm going to take the Rangers to cover the 1.5 against Oakland.
And I'm going to go to UFC 300. Since I'm not going to be here tomorrow, I'll just jump ahead and make the pick that'll force us to calculate the parlay on Sunday.
Hey.
I'm sure that'll make everybody happy. But I'm going to go for a winner because Bobby Green, a minus 185, is going to be Jim Effin Miller. So how about this, Fourier?
Wait, so on Monday you do realize we have like a 10-minute show?
Yeah.
So do you think I'm going to calculate this for 10 minutes?
I will do it.
Why do you have to pick a fight? Why can't you just pick it for tonight?
Do it on Tuesday.
And then the Jock Itch crew will make your pick.
Because I don't want the Jock Itch crew anywhere near my pick. but this guy, Jim Miller, everybody calls him Jim Effin Miller because the guy's been around forever, Christian. So I do believe they asked the folks at ESPN if Bruce Buffer could announce him as Jim Effing Miller, except say it. But it's going to be, I think, on main ESPN, so it got shot down. So there is some talk that maybe, just maybe, Bruce Buffer will have a nice little pause in between for the crowd to fill in the nickname for Jim Miller.
It's kind of like he's going to try and now do people – I'm curious if he tries to, you know, explain to them if they're going to know that this is what's
going to
happen.
No, if you're going to UFC 300,
you're a smart
fan.
You're
going to
say it, right?
Oh, my God. Okay. Jim Miller's great, even though I'm picking against him. The guy's like a legend. He's the prototypical guy who's just an unbelievable story, a true grinder, has fought like a million times in UFC, and a local, Calvin Kattar, by the way. Big fight against Aljamain Sterling. I think Sterling beats him, unfortunately, but that's a pay-per-view level fight that's going to be on the prelims. Big time stuff. So, Bobby Green with the win. The Rangers minus the run and a half. The Capitals on the money line and the Orioles on the money line to complete the sweep against the Red Sox. Ladies and gentlemen, your $10 will win you $121.65. We'll get that out on social media. Gretch Fourier, WEEI. We'll go to Vegas and talk to our buddy, the voice of UFC, John Anik, next.